ओम श्री साई राम। डियर भगवान, वी योर चिल्ड्रन फ्रॉम श्री सत्य साई विद्या वाहिनी प्रेजेंट टू यू एन ऑफरिंग ऑफ लव एंड डिवोशन एंटाइटल्ड भगवत वाणी विद्या वाहिनी। दिस ऑफरिंग इज फ्रॉम 15 स्कूल्स, 300 चिल्ड्रन ट्रेन्ड बाय योर फेलोशिप स्टूडेंट्स पास्ड आउट ऑफ योर डिवाइन यूनिवर्सिटी। स्वामी, this program dwells deeper into the concept of education and elaborates educare as a ladder beginning with mere education leading to the ultimate enlightenment. We offer this program to you, O Lord.
शिवाय, ओम नमः शिवाय। नो अमाउंट ऑफ प्रेज कैन मैच द मिरेकल्स द लॉर्ड हैज परफॉर्म्ड एंड लेसन्स ही टॉट अक्रॉस टाइम, एस्पेशली इन द सत्य साई अवतार।
ट्रू इन डीड डियर पद्मपादा, गॉड इज द ट्रू एजुकेटर। एवरी वर्ड ही अटर्स इज वेदा।
मास्टर, fortunate is this generation that has access to the Lord's word in the purest form.
As I remember some of the teachings of Swami, I am so intellectually stimulated. The proper study of mankind is man. The only way to understand ourselves is to go within. He addresses us as Divyatma Swarupalara, embodiments of divine Atma. this is nothing but the Advaita that you taught us.
All you have to do is follow the teachings and the world shall enter a golden age. But the age of Kali prowls amongst us and it is so easy to stray and get lost on the wrong path.
Fellow aspirants, we need not worry, for the all-knowing one has already taken steps. The golden age will be heralded by the bright young minds that graduate from his temples of learning, his educational institutions.
Master, please tell us more about this brilliant model and how the Lord's teachings are put into action.
This question, only the Lord who conceived the model can answer.
Lord, we are blessed. As we were enjoying your omnipresence, you were gracious enough to bless us with your physical presence.
How could I not, Shankara? Every student in my institution is my property. When discussion on property is on, don't you think that the owner needs to be present? These institutions I set up provide not just education, but educare. Educare means to bring out that which is within. You all are divine beings having a human experience. To bring forth that latent divinity and values is educare.
Lord, can you please enlighten us a little more on educare?
Surely, my child. Educare is more than the mere assimilation of facts. It is about the integration of values to build students of character who transform the society through love. Sa vidya ya vimuktaye. True education is that which liberates.
Then what is the path to this liberation that we all seek?
The path too is educare. E for education. D for duty and devotion. U for understanding. C for compassion. A for action. R for reverence. And D for enlightenment. Education is just a part of the path, not the whole. And it cannot be confined to stuffing the head. It has to melt the heart, refine it, and turn it towards God. Yes, every effort should be made to utilize education for the purpose of divinizing man. Anything else in the way to reach God is an obstacle. Be it the society or even parents. Let me show you a child who understood education in its purest essence.
ముని పదము కడ ఆదిశంకరుని పాఠము భక్తి మార్గము బోధించే సప్త కదనముల భావము సేవించి వీక్షించి సేవించి వీక్షించి దివ్య జ్ఞానము పొందుడానందము సులభ మార్గమున సాధించే సుకృత ముక్తావింపు సాయి మార్గము సుకృత ముక్తావింపు సాయి మార్గము జన్మకు కలిగే దైవత్వము అట్టి మార్గమున జీవించి తరింపు కారణ జన్ముడాయే ప్రహ్లాదుడు విద్య దీపమై మార్గము పయనించుడు
Knowledge is power. It is supreme. With the power of knowledge, I have brought the three worlds under my control. After me, my son will carry my legacy. Ah, there he comes. My sweet child Prahlada, I have been waiting to see you for so long. Have your gurus taught you well? Tell me, what exciting facts have you learnt?
Pranams, father. I have learnt the essence of all education.
Sadivinchirinanu guruvulu Sadiviti dharmartha mukhya shastram bulu నేత్ సదివినవి గలవు పెక్కులు చదువులలో మర్మమెల్ల సదివితి తండ్రి
యు హావ్ లెర్న్డ్ వెల్ ఎక్సలెంట్ బ్రిలియంట్
మై లార్డ్ Every word your son utters is a product of the systematic education we imparted to him.
This is not our arrogance. This is the immense confidence on our disciple. Your Majesty, please test your son, our disciple, for yourself.
Which guru would dare throw a challenge like that? That's how brilliant my son is, the future ruler. Of the three worlds.
Narayan. Hiranyaya Namaha.
Impeccable timing, Narada. Come, witness the scholarly display of Prahlada.
Definitely, Maharaj. This is a historic moment. I wouldn't dare miss it.
Son, who is the mightiest of all beings? On whose grace the entire creation sustains itself?
Vishnu is the one who sustains this entire creation, the mightiest and the subtlest, the supreme.
What? Is this the systematic education you imparted to my son? How dare you insult me by making my innocent son praise my sworn enemy? Gods! Behead them this very instant.
My lord, this is not what we taught him.
Yes, your highness. Please forgive us. We taught him everything that is to know about your greatness and mightiness alone. Please, Prahlada, we beg you to tell the truth.
What is there to be taught? For it is the ultimate truth. Dearest father, we are all one and the same. The same divine current of Vishnu flows through you and me too. It is this amazing truth, the essence of all education.
Om Hiranyaya Namaha. O Emperor of the three worlds, is there anybody more powerful than you? You have done everything in your power to ensure that the name of Lord Vishnu is completely forgotten. Yet it seems he has found a way to enter your kingdom, and that too by way of your very own offspring.
Narada, do not forget that you stand in the court of Hiranyakashipu.
Don't misunderstand me, Maharaj. I am just stating the facts. Imagine if others like Yakshas, Gandharvas and Indra himself come to know that your own son is worshipper of Lord Vishnu. Hiranyakashyapu Garbharatna Maha Vishnu Bhaktudanta Narayana Hiranyaya Namaha.
I shall put an end to all this very soon.
I am sure, Maharaj. After all, even the most stubborn will bend against your power, your majesty and your will. My work is done, Maharaj. Let me take leave. Om Hiranyaya Namaha. Om Hiranyaya Namaha. Narayana Narayana.
Narayana Narayana.
Prahlada! Do not utter that imbecile's name in my presence. I am the Almighty Lord that you should pray to, not that fool Vishnu.
Yella sharira dharulaku illanu chikatinu tilopalandrellaka veerune manumati bhramanam buna భిన్నులై ప్రవర్తిల్లక సర్వమున్ అతని దివ్య కణామయ మనసు విష్ణునుందుల్లము జేర్చి తారడవి నుండుట మేలు నిశాచరాగ్రణీ
Father, Vishnu is the Lord of this universe. You and me are his mere fragments.
Listen, only the feeble need God. Acquire knowledge. For knowledge is power, and power bestows wealth. Use your five senses to experience the mysteries of the world, and gaze with awe at the one who rules it all. That is the purpose of life.
Father, I wish to turn my senses inward instead and surrender to the divine Vishnu, the indweller. The purpose of life is to realize that we are the embodiments of bliss. True happiness lies in union with God, and without Him, there is no peace.
Enough, Prahlada! I have been mistaking your insolence as your innocence. You can either choose Vishnu or me. Are you ready to forsake your father for Vishnu?
Father, there is no life without Vishnu, for Hari is my very breath.
Very well then. So be it. Gods! Torture this Daitya Drohi till he forsakes Vishnu.
Lord, I find the arrogance shown by Hiranyakashyapu is not an isolated incident. In the current world, many people stuff their head with facts, while their heart remains stiff towards their fellow beings. How to rectify this, O Mahadev?
In every lesson taught, there is a spiritual moral waiting to be discovered. Enriching facts with regular doses of ideas is the right way to impart education. Then, the heart too develops along with the head.
This is indeed a landmark in education. The current notion of education puts across morals as a separate subject. But, O Lord, in your system, you have integrated values with knowledge. This indeed is true education. Prahlada pursued that true form of education and thus was protected every step of the way.
Prahlada's devotion is unshakable. His devotion protected him.
If duty to parents and devotion to the Lord were perfectly aligned,
when that happens, even death can be defeated. Markandeya is the true personification of the second component in educare, duty and devotion.
Vidhi vidhinchina margam rudra kripa to maachu shakti nichunadi bhakti Markandeya kadhanamu Indu vikshinchi pundudu anurakti
Devi, it is time to face the nightmare that has haunted our sleep for last 16 years. The dreadful day has arrived, and tomorrow's dawn shall cause the light of our dear Markandeya to set.
Natha, no mother must ever face the situation that I have had to face. Every step that Markandeya took towards manhood took him closer to death.
Please control yourself, Devi. His tender heart will break if he sees us in sorrow. Let us keep our son happy on his last day.
Pranam, Mata. Pranam, Pitashri.
Ayushman. Ayush.
Father, Mother, tomorrow onwards, I enter the period of youth. Please bless me so that I can provide service to you until eternity.
Markandeya, my child, Markandeya.
Mother, please don't cry. Tell me the reason for your sorrow, and I shall spare no effort to remove it. You are hiding something from me for quite some time. Tell me, Mother. Please tell me.
Igatindaga, amma, igatindaga. Tagina karana mevari valana kalige telupu suguna sadana. Igatindaga, talli, igatindaga. తగిన కారణమెవరి వలన కలిగే తెలుపు సుగుణ సదన ఈగ తిండగా అమ్మ ఈగ తిండగా ఇంతటి కారణమెవరి వలన కలిగే తెలుపు సుగుణ సదన ఇంతటి కారణమెవరి వలన కలిగే తెలుపు సుగుణ సదన చింతవంత నెల నేను గలుగగా ఇంతవంత నెల నీవిటుండ నెల వాసుమయ చలవరవన ఈగ తిండగా అమ్మ ఈగ తిండగా ఈగ తిండగా తల్లి ఈగ తిండగా
ఫాదర్ అట్లీస్ట్ యూ You must not hide anything from me. What use is this life if I cannot give my parents a few moments of happiness?
All right, son. Let me tell you something that I should have told you long ago. When we prayed to Lord Shiva for a son, he offered to give us either an ordinary son with a long life or a virtuous son with a short life of 16 years. We asked for a righteous son
knowing fully well that he will precede us in death. Markandeya, tomorrow is the last day of your life.
Father, now I can understand the inner torment you went through every time you looked at me. I am not afraid of death, but alas, I only feel sad that I will not be there to take care of you, my dear parents. I shall seek the permission of Lord Shiva to ask for some time so I can serve you to my heart's content.
Markandeya, we will also stay with you.
No, mother. They say in this path, man is a lone traveler. Don't worry. The one who has given us hunger, hasn't he also provided us with food? The God who has given me this life will protect it too.
Chandrasekhar Pahi Ma Chandrasekhar Rakshama Bheshajam Bhavaroginam Akhiland Samshayarinam Takshayagna Vinashanam Trigunatmakam Trivilochanam Bhukti Mukti Phalapradam Sakalaya Rakshana Karmana Chandrasekhara Mashraye Mama Kim Karishati Vayama Chandrasekhara Mashraye Mama Kim Karishati Vayama Chandrasekhara Mashraye Mama Kim Karishati Vayama
Kim Karishati Vayama. The boy asks what Yama can do. Foolish boy. Don't you understand that from this moment, Yama is the master of your every breath?
My love for Shiva is much more than the fear I have for Yama. Please wait until I have finished my Shiva Radhana.
Death waits for none, you insolent brat. This is turning out to be a great disrespect to Lord Yama.
Remember, Balaka, foolishness can be pardoned, but insolence will be punished. Come with us or you shall face dire consequences.
Enough of this deliberation, brother. He seems to understand only the language of force. Let us drag him to Yamaloka. This holy Kumara has become Yama to us. If we don't deliver this boy in time, our death will be certain. Let us report to the Lord immediately.
Hey Parameshwara, Mahadeva, I think my time has come. If that is your will, my Lord, so be it. What greater way to leave the body than in your divine presence? Let me rest in your arms in my final moments. Let me remember your name and nothing else. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
Oh, this is the child who dared to challenge Yama. There is no place in this entire universe where death is not feared. Markandeya, prepare yourself for the noose of death.
Yama, how dare you throw your noose around my devotee? Forget not that you will be Yamadharma only as long as you follow your dharma. Offending my devotee is a greater sin than offending me. Markandeya is now under my protection. Retreat, O Yama, if you wish to retain any respect.
Mahadev, I was just trying to do my duty as assigned by you. I was worried what the world would say if I broke the laws.
Then let the world blame me and say that Parameshwara himself broke the laws of creation and stopped worshipping me. One devotee like Markandeya is enough for me. For his sake, I am ready to forsake everything. And if you still persist, none can stop me from becoming Kala Kala, death to death himself.
Hey Parameshwara, Pahimam, forgive me, O Lord, please forgive me. Thinking that I am Yamadharma Raja, the Lord of Death, I tried to force my will on your devotee. I seek thy pardon, O Lord, I seek thy pardon.
Hey Yamaraj, in your eagerness to perform your duty, you forgot that the only rule in the entire universe is my will. With his pure devotion and complete surrender, Markandeya has won my grace and has thus become a true Mrityunjaya. Arise, O Markandeya. I am extremely pleased with your sense of duty to your parents and devotion to me. May you be a Chiranjeevi.
Hola. I see the same bhakti resonate in these young minds for you. Indeed, how blessed are they.
But the trials one undergoes in the process of loving you threaten to weaken this bond of love.
True, my child. And this is where the next component, you for understanding, helps. Understanding that whatever happens is for your own good. These trials and tests are my prasadam to you. Know that they are not permanent. Overcome them and offer it back as naivedyam to me. This same lesson was taught to Yudhishthira in a very subtle way by Krishna.
చాలు జీవమంతయు మేలు కలుగు కష్టముల గ్రోలు అతని నమ్మిన చాలు జీవమంతయు మేలు కలుగు కష్టముల గ్రోలు పంచ సోదరుల పోలు దైవమిచ్చిన సౌమ్యలు
Dharmaraja, how is the forest treating the mighty Pandavas?
Hey Madhusudana, what a pleasant surprise. Your visits and satsang with the rishis is the only silver lining in the dark clouds of despair. We had our share of misfortune early in life. My only concern is for Draupadi. Brought up in regal fashion in Drupada's kingdom, our misfortune has rubbed onto her as well.
Dharmaja, Pandavas, do you think Draupadi is an ordinary lady?
Patula palu matalaku yeduru cheppanga bodu vari sevalu cheyaga teeradanadu. తనకున్న దానితో తృప్తి గనుచునుండు ద్రౌపదికి సాటియే పతివ్రతయు లేదు ద్రౌపదికి సాటియే ద్రౌపదికి సాటియే పతివ్రతయు లేదు.
It is her chastity that has been protecting you all. Dharmaja, come with me. I want to talk to you. Here, I am giving you a secret mantra. You should not show anyone. When encountered with a problem so great that you are unable to handle, this mantra will help you. Let me take leave now.
Maharaja Yudhishthira, we have heard that you have decided to stay in the Kamyaka forest.
We are so fortunate that such a great king like you has decided to make this humble forest his residence.
Draupadi, do we have some food left for our guests?
My lord, we have exhausted the supply of Akshay Patra for today.
Dharmaraja, please do not worry about our comforts. Your company itself is hospitality to us. It is indeed our mistake, Maharaja, to call upon you at such an inappropriate time. Forgive us. We will come later.
Sadhu, sadhu.
కొలంది విప్రులకు వేల నీల కొలంగి మునీంద్ర కోటికి వేల కొలంది సాధులకు బీదలకు మరి ఆర్తి కోటికి మేలగు భోజనంబు మితిమీరగ పెట్టడి మీకు అకటా ఏలకో పట్టెడన్నమునకే కరువేర్పడే సైచుటెట్టులో
The one who conducted Rajasu Yagna in such grand fashion is now unable to feed even a morsel of food to these Brahmins. What calamity is this, brother?
The calamity is due to our illustrious brother himself. These sufferings, were they not due to the poor decision of our eldest? Was it not his selfishness in holding on to his personal dharma the cause of all this ruin?
నీ కతంబున కాదే నిలువ నీడయులేక మన తల్లి పరునింట మసల వచ్చే నీ మూలమున కాదే నిండైన సభలోన మన కాంత దుఃఖించే మానమడసే నీ మాట విని కదా నిన్న మొన్నటిదాకా పడరాని కట్లు పడగవలసే అనుగు తమ్ములమెంతే నీ అలయం చేసి భరతకుల గౌరవమును భంగపరచి ధన కనక వాహనముల దారపోసి ఎట్టు భరించి ఉన్నావు అగ్రజా భరించియున్నావు అగ్రజా
ఇఫ్ నాట్ ఫర్ యూ వుడ్ అవర్ మదర్ బి లివింగ్ లైక్ అ రెఫ్యూజీ ఇన్ విదురాజ్ క్వార్టర్స్ ఇఫ్ నాట్ ఫర్ యూ వుడ్ అవర్ కాన్సార్ట్ బి డ్రాగ్డ్ ఇన్ ఓపెన్ కోర్ట్ అండ్ హ్యూమిలియేటెడ్
And all this because you believed that the wicked Duryodhana would play a fair game. Huh, cowardly Duryodhana. He exploited your weakness for a game of dice.
You're right. If not for him, I would have put an end to that dusta Duryodhana in the court itself. Things would have been much different.
కొండలు పిండి చేయగల ఊరిమి తమ్ములమైన మేము నీ అండగనుండా కృష్ణ పరమాత్ముడు పెట్టని కోటవలే నీకుండగా రణంగు లోపల జయోన్నతి గూర్పగా నెంచుచుండా ముండితనంబదేలా
అగ్రజ
ఈ ముండితనంబదేలా వనభూముల నుండగనేలా అగ్రజ అగ్రజ
వాట్ హావ్ ఐ డన్ Oh Lord, what have I done? Am I really the cause for all the suffering and worry? My mother, brothers, And Draupadi? I followed Dharma. Hey Krishna, Madhusudana, help me. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. Yes, this too shall pass. Nothing is permanent in this temporary world. Our trials, our tribulations, our obstacles, our worries, our pain, our humiliation. Everything shall come to pass. This too shall pass.
Even the righteous Dharmaraja had to experience the joys and sorrows of life. And even he lost his equanimity and was affected.
To remain unaffected, one must have the right understanding. Everything that happens is for your own good. Know that my design is perfect. And every apparent contradiction in the world is for your good only.
छोटे पंख पंछी के उड़े उड़े आसमां पे फिर संग में रंग दे जग अपने ही रंग में कवल रह दल दल संग में रंग दे जग अपने ही रंग में गुलाब के कांटे है तो क्या फैलाए
Shine.
context of education, it is important for students to have the same equanimity. While it is important to get good grades, losing a grade is not the end of the world. Know that I care more for remarks than for marks.
In this state of equanimity, you can love all and serve all equally. Compassion becomes a natural trait instead of a forced habit. Once the barren lands of our heart are irrigated with compassion, the latent divinity sprouts and reveals itself.
Have compassion and discover divinity. Let me tell you about an interesting discussion between my son Jesus and his followers in the far-off lands of the Middle East.
Distant lands you have walked the path with me. Now follow the path I preach. Be blessed, my children, for you have a place in the kingdom of heaven.
O Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life and secure my place in the kingdom of heaven?
My child, what is written in the law? How do you read it?
Love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind.
Master, it is also said, love your neighbor as yourself.
Your brothers have read the law correctly. Do this and you will surely live. Compassion is the way out. It is the answer to everything.
But Lord, I'm not sure who my neighbor is. Who do you think my neighbors are? The people who live on either side of me?
Oh, it's much more than that. Let me tell you the story about the Good Samaritan.
Money, help me. Oh God in the heaven, protect the world from the cruel and sinful.
Dear Lord, have mercy. Show thy grace upon this fallen soul.
Oh God, my goodness, he is so severely wounded. First let me put some bandages on his wounds. Now let me take him to the nearest inn, where he can take some rest.
So, who do you think was the neighbor to the wounded man?
The one who showed mercy and compassion towards him.
True. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Compassion is but love in action. Compassion for others is the highest kind of love that one can possess.
I have followed your words all my life. I have loved all and have been compassionate to all beings. I have cared for this blind man. But no amount of love and compassion from me will ever bring back his lost power of sight.
My dear son, why do you despair? All you need is to have faith and believe in the Lord, my Father. For when you believe in Him, miracles happen. Come here, son. I can see the blue sky and the flying birds. Oh, I can behold the holy form of the Master. Master has cured me. It is a miracle. It is the result of your faith coupled with his love and compassion. Always remember that even if you take a single step towards God, God will take 100 steps towards you. Love all and be compassionate towards others.
Compassion has the power to change the world. The power of kindness is unlimited. The avatar is an ocean of compassion, always full, always giving.
Cheers.
हे परमेश्वरा, अक्रॉस द एजेस इन डिफरेंट अवतार्स यू हैव शोन सच कंपैशन. ऑल यू आस्क्ड अस टू डू इज टू फॉलो योर टीचिंग्स एंड वी हैवन डन इवन दैट एंड येट यू नेवर गिव अप.
अ मदर नेवर गिव्स अप ऑन अ चाइल्ड एंड आई हैव द लव ऑफ इनफिनिट मदर्स. द कंपैशन दैट आई शावर ऑन देम, दे शेयर इट विथ whomever they come in contact with.
Love is your form, Mahadev, and it can take many bodies like that of these children. And here we are, who just pretend and act as if we understand your message.
Pretension is the first step for your ascension. If you don't know, at least act. A leaking dirty vessel might not hold water, but it definitely gets clean when it's dipped in water. Oka chinna katha.
Kaivalya is a novice actor who wishes to achieve name and fame. But unfortunately, everywhere he performs, he is met with mockery and criticism. In one of the performances, an unusual event was about to occur and life was about to change.
Ayo, ayo, holy saint, I lost everything. What to do now?
Nothing is permanent. Everything that comes has to go.
But the headache I will get with this drama won't go. So, I will go.
Sir, please don't go. I promise it will get better. Why will I go? I have 5 full dialogues. After that only I will go.
Kevalya, you know, the other day I had a request to put your drama in the neighboring village. You know why? All of them had insomnia and word reached them that not one person can stay awake seeing your performance. Enough is enough. So it's better you leave.
Excellent. Excellent, young man. Excellent. Are you talking to me? Are you breathing me? Son, I see great potential in you. Do as I say and you will be famous.
I always wanted to be a famous actor so that I can be rich someday.
Tell me what to do and I will do it. It's very simple. Put on this same garb of a saint and come to the capital. You have the look of a saint, but the moment you open your mouth, your true identity will be revealed. Whatever happens, do not utter a word and keep waving your hand like this. And do not accept anything.
Oh, that's all. I will make this my best ever performance. The character of a lifetime.
Remember, don't speak a word. Don't accept any gifts. Until I say, continue to act like a saint.
Maharaj, someone stole my cow. It was my only property. What will I do now? Oh, it is in this direction?
I have lost my money in business and deep in troubles. Guide me, O great one. Aha! Understood. What great message. Maharaj is telling these are passing clouds and I must be strong.
Maharaj, blessed is our kingdom to have such a holy saint. I found my cow in the direction he indicated.
So the name and fame of Kaivalya spread all across the kingdom. This was just what Kaivalya wanted all his life. And soon enough, the king and the minister reached there.
As your humble servant, it is my duty to see that your wishes are fulfilled. Maharaj, here is a great saint Kaivalyananda, very learned and a pure soul.
Here, Mahatma, please accept these gold, diamond, precious gems as offerings. Truly remarkable. You are indeed a great saint. Accept my pranams. Mahamantri, I had asked you to bring a great saint to the capital. I am very happy that you have got a great saint over here. You may keep these as your reward.
Here, Kaivalya, your reward for being my savior. No, Kaivalya, you can drop the act. Nobody is here. Take the payment for your services.
Yes, Mahamantri, I dropped my act. And that is why I speak so. I dropped the act of being a body, dropped the act of being a mind. Haven't you noticed? The deceased, the rich, and even the king himself long for something. They want to be something and somebody. Everybody around me is acting. They think they are a mere body. They think they are a mere mind. They don't realize, and yet they suffer. Mantri, I have stopped acting. Now I am beyond this body and mind, far beyond your riches and wealth. I don't need them now. You can leave.
So you see, how actions done even without serious intentions could cause a change so immense. You first pretend to be good, and you tend to become good, and finally, you end up being good.
Indeed, Mahadev. But I presume that this path is tricky and it takes quite some time to realize the truth.
Yes, Shankara. That is why I have given a sure, short, easy path. The next component, R for reverence. Feel my omnipresence. Serve everyone, but be aware and respect the latent divinity present. Hanuman served Rama all along, but when it mattered, he revealed this fact of being divine. Come, witness the climax of a reverential love song between God Rama and his devotee Hanuman.
కొండ రాముడు శ్రీరామ చంద్రుడు వచ్చాడురా, హోయ్ సీతమ్మ తల్లితో వచ్చాడురా, రామన్న రాముడు కోదండ రాముడు శ్రీరామ చంద్రుడు వచ్చాడురా, హోయ్ సీతమ్మ తల్లితో వచ్చాడురా.
Well-wishers and citizens, let me take this opportunity to thank each one of you who stood by me and supported me during the harsh times. I shall forever be indebted to all of you.
My Lord, you are not indebted to us at all. In fact, we are blessed for getting the opportunity to serve in the divine mission. In spite of my allegiance to the enemy, you have welcomed me into your fold with open arms. Lanka is always indebted to you. Please accept this humble token as my gratitude.
Dear Hanuman, mere words will not suffice to express my gratitude towards you. Please accept the small token of my love in return.
Oh Maruti, what kind of a behavior is this? You have just destroyed the precious necklace by ripping it apart. Don't you have any respect or regards for Mother Sita?
Please forgive me if I have hurt the sentiments of anyone present here. I never meant any disrespect. Rama is my very being and breath. Anything without Rama is worthless to me. And I was checking if the pearls contained my Rama's name. When I found that they didn't, I just cast them away.
Hanuman, if anything without the name of Lord Rama is worthless, then what about this body of yours?
My every breath, every cell, hair, and my very being itself belongs to Lord Rama. If this body did not contain Rama's name, I would have shed it a long time ago. My heart beats and exists to chant his name and serve him.
Empty words will not suffice. Prove to me all that you have said.
Ram.
Please forgive me, O great Hanuman. It was foolhardy indeed of me to doubt your devotion towards Lord Rama. You are indeed the greatest bhakta of the Lord.
My dearest Hanuman, mere words will never be able to fathom your devotion. Mere thinking will never yield the understanding of your true nature. Who are you? Who are you, Hanuman?
Prabhu, at the human level, I am a servant and you are the master. At the mental level, I am a part of you, my beloved Lord. But at the spiritual level, the highest level of truth and understanding, where the shackles of Maya, illusion and delusion cease to exist, Master, you and I are one.
Beautiful Mahadev. Rama hugging Hanuman, acknowledging that both are one. Beautiful. I see the same reverence even in the students here. Right from Suprabhatam, the wake-up call to divinity within. Through the bhajans to the night prayer, they carry the same love.
None can fathom the unique relationship that I have with my students. It spans across various births. I don't expect anything from them except their love. This educare too is nothing but an expression of my love. This is all for a single purpose, enlightenment. I shouldn't be telling you about enlightenment.
Vivekamuna kalugu jnano Niru palaku chudu vyatyasamu Rama Krishnulanu prarthinchi gelupundumu Paramahamsalu nerpu jivanandamu
It was a gathering of Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa and his followers. Among them was a firebrand personality
destined to become his greatest disciple, Narendranath, famously known as Vivekananda.
Dekho, money is not the root cause of all evil. Attachment to money is the root of all evil. Everybody wants money. Paisa, paisa, paisa. A poor man wants money because he doesn't have it. A rich man wants more money because he doesn't have enough of it. I cannot even bear the touch of money. Arey, wo dekho kaun aaya hai. Aao beta, aao, aao.
I'm not buying any of that nonsense. How can anyone be allergic to the very touch of money? Such attachment can only be preached and not practiced. Let me test him.
Ye kya hai? My body is on fire. It's burning. Arey, who put this money here?
It was me. But please forgive me.
Oh, you are testing me, right? You wanted to see if I practice what I preach. Khub bhalo, khub bhalo. But know that it is a two-way street. You test me as a guru, and I shall test you as a disciple.
Thakur, at last, my wandering soul has found its peace. I have found my master.
And thus began the saga of the master and disciple, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa and his Naren. But life has its many twists, and every twist is a learning experience. His father's sudden death left the Datta family bankrupt. Creditors began demanding the repayment of loans, and relatives threatened to evict the family from their ancestral home. This was the first time Naren saw the cruel side of life.
Father is gone now. Who will take care of us? Will we be living on roads?
Naren, you are my eldest son. You have to take care of all of us. Who will get your sisters married? All you do is sit here with your guru doing nothing.
What do I do? I have gone begging from pillar to post for job. But nobody is ready to help. But I have faith in my guru. I'll ask Thakur to pray to Mother Kali. I'm sure he will help me. Master, your Mother Kali listens to everything that you say. My family is in dire need of financial assistance. Please ask your mother to help me.
Arey, what is this your mother, my mother, his mother? She is mother of all. Everything is in her power to give, and every child has the right to ask her. You need assistance and I should go and ask her. Kyun? Gunga hai kya? You approach mother directly and she will definitely fulfill all your wishes. Go, ask her.
Ma, I have come. My family is struggling. Give me moksha, Ma. Grant me a place at your feet and give me liberation.
Here he comes. What, Naren? What did mother say? Tell me.
I have felt peace, Thakur. One look at mother and all my troubles seemed forgotten. All I could ask her was for liberation.
What? Will liberation feed you and your family? Arey Bondhu, your mother and sisters are crying. Go. Go back. Ask mother for money in hard cash. Paisa, paisa.
Arey Ma, you know my family is in trouble. You know what I want. Please. Please. Give me steadfast devotion. Mujhe bhakti do, Ma. I seek nothing else. I seek nothing else.
Come, aja, aja. Show me the cash that Ma has given you. Ha, dikhao, dikhao.
Thakur, I was trying to ask for what I want. But I could only ask for what I need. I asked the mother for steadfast devotion.
Samajh mein nahi aata hai? You don't ask Ma properly and then you blame Ma for all our troubles.
No, Thakur. How can I ask the mother of the universe for such petty things? The one who grants liberation and knowledge divine. How can I beg her for worldly pleasures?
Naren, I knew that you were the one that mother promised to send. You have finally arrived, physically and spiritually. Don't worry. Your family will never face the lack of essentials. You have far greater things to achieve. Take the mother's blessings. Yeah.
I see what you see. I feel what you feel. I see the world as one entity. The feeling of oneness with the divine. In the smallest of the small and the mightiest of the mighty. I am God. Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi.
I see it, my Lord. I see it. Your grand scheme unfolding bit by bit. On the pretext of providing modern education, the young minds are exposed to values such as duty, understanding, compassion, action, and reverence. These minds, refined by such values, will lead humankind into the golden age. Eventually, they will evolve into your own images. It was one Shankara then. Now shall rise thousands of Shankaras. And one day, as I stood atop the mountain hill, they shall stand on the pulpits of humanity, and their lives will announce that there is neither them, nor you, nor me. You and I are one. Aham nirvikalpo nirakara roopa. Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham.
Thank you. పదముకడ ఆది శంకరుని పాఠము
దశ జన్మకు కలిగే దైవత్వము అట్టి మార్గమున జీవించి తరింపు విధి విధించిన మార్గం రౌద్ర కృపతో మార్చు శక్తి నిచ్చునది భక్తి మార్కండేయ కథనము ఇందు వీక్షించి పొందుడు అనురక్తి
చరణ कुलवदना पंकज चरण मंगल मूर्ति मौर्या सिद्धि विनायक मंगलदाता अष्ट विनायक मंगलदायक मंगल मूर्ति मौर्या अष्ट विनायक मंगलदायक मंगल मूर्ति जय गणराया श्री गणराया भोला भंडारी बाबा शिव 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 साई बाबा भोला भंडारी बाबा भंडारी बाबा शिव 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 साई बाबा अनाथ रक्षक दीन दयाला पतित पावन साई बाबा अनाथ रक्षक दीन दयाला पतित पावन साई बाबा भंडारी बाबा शिव 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 साई बाबा योगेश्वर साई मुरारी योगेश्वर हे त्रिपुरारी योगेश्वर साई मुरारी योगेश्वर हे त्रिपुरारी नित्यानंदा ब्रह्मानंदा प्रेमानंदा साई बाबा नित्यानंदा ब्रह्मानंदा प्रेमानंदा साई बाबा भोला भंडारी बाबा शिव 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 साई बाबा अनाथ रक्षक दीन दयाला पतित पावन साई बाबा भोला भंडारी बाबा शिव 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 साई बाबा योगेश्वर साई मुरारी योगेश्वर हे त्रिपुरारी नित्यानंद ब्रह्मानंद प्रेमानंद साई बाबा नित्यानंद ब्रह्मानंद प्रेमानंद साई बाबा भोला भंडारी बाबा शिव 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 साई बाबा ईश्वर अल्लाह तेरे नाम साई तेरे नाम ईश्वर अल्लाह तेरे नाम साई तेरे नाम सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई राम सत्य साई राम धर्म प्रिय साई राम सत्य साई राम मौला साई मौला साई मौला साई मौला साई शुभ बुद्ध साई जय महावीर साई Gopal Sai Nanak Sai. Govind Sai Gopal Sai Nanak Sai. Sarva Priya Sai Ram, Satya Sai Ram. Sarva Dharma Priya Sai Ram, Satya Sai Ram. Ishwar Allah Tere Naam Sai Tere Naam. Sarva Dharma Priya Sai Ram, Satya Sai Ram. Allah Sai, Mola Sai. Vishu Buddha Sai, Jai Mahavir Sai. Gopal Sai Nanak Sai. Sarva Dharma Priya Sai Ram, Satya Sai Ram. Sarva Dharma Priya Sai Ram, Satya Sai Ram. Ishwar
गोपाल भजो राधे Nanda ki
ಪ್ರಣೀತ ಚೋರ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಲಾಲ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಶ್ಯಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಶ್ಯಾಮ 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 ದುರ್ಗೆ 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 ಜಯ ಜಯ ಮಾ ದುರ್ಗೆ 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 ಜಯ ಜಯ ಮಾ
पंढरीनाथा
ಗಂಗಾ ವಿಠಲ ಜಯ ಪರ್ತಿಪುರಿ ವಿಠಲ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಿ ನಿಲಯ ವಿಠಲ ಜಯ ವಿಠಲ 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 ಜಯ ವಿಠಲ 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 ಜಯ ವಿಠಲ 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 ಜಯ ವಿಠಲ 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 ಜಯ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ವಿಠಲ ಜಯ
ರಾಮ 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 ಪರಮ ಸುಮಂಗಲ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ಬಿಟ್ಟಲ್ಲ ಕಲೆ ಹರಿನಾರಾಯಣ ಹರಿನಾರಾಯಣ ಭಜನಾರಾಯಣ ಸಾಯಿನಾರಾಯಣ ಸತ್ಯನಾರಾಯಣ ಸಾಯಿನಾರಾಯಣ ಸತ್ಯನಾರಾಯಣ ವಿಠಲ ಹರಿ ವಿಠಲ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಹರಿ ಭಕ್ತ ಜನ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಕ ಭಕ್ತ ಜನ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಕ ಪತಿ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ಶಶಿವದನ ಶ್ರೀಕರ ಸರ್ವಾ ಪ್ರಾಣಪತಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸರ್ವಾ ಪ್ರಾಣಪತಿ ಆಶ್ರಿತ ಕಲ್ಪಲತೀಕ ಆಶ್ರಿತ ಕಲ್ಪಲತೀಕ ಅಪರ್ವಾಂಧವ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ಮಾತಾ ಪಿತಾ ಗುರು ದೈವಮು ಮರಿಯಂತಯು ನೀವೆ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮರಿಯಂತಯು ನೀವೆ ನಾದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ನಾದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ನಗೇ ದಾಶಯನ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ಓಂಕಾರ ರೂಪ ಜಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಮಂಗಳ ಹಾರತಿ ಅಂದು ಮಂಗಳ ಹಾರತಿ ಅಂದು ಮಂದರ ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ
ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತು ಸಮಸ್ತ ಲೋಕಾ ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತು ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ
ಜಯ